Brandon, and Brenda has said we are missing y'all. We miss our church family when we're not all together. But I just welcome you online, and we look forward to being together again. And how many knows this too shall pass, all of what we've been through? And oh my gosh, but it's exciting to hear testimonies of God's protection and His provision all this week, in spite of everything going on. But we're glad you're here watching online, and those that tune in a little bit later, believing that you'll be blessed through the Word today. And we've already been blessed through every song. All the kiddos, y'all did awesome. Brother Bradley, you did awesome. What a way to start it. And perfect today. So glad you're here. We're looking forward to this week of our things going on. And so we'll prepare Wednesday night. Hope you can join us in that, in our food bank prep, as Brandon has already said. All right, let's just get into the Word this morning. If you have your Bibles ready or your phones beside you, let's look at our first portion of Scripture. I've got two portions here we'll look at. First is from Matthew chapter 16, beginning with the 15th verse. Why don't you follow along with me? It's about four scriptures here. Verse 15, He said unto them, But whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Acts chapter 4, beginning with verse 18, follow along with me. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, Whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot, but speak the things which we have seen and heard. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people. For all men glorified God for that which was done. The title of my message today is simply Unstoppable. Unstoppable. How many know lots of people get stopped by lots of things? And we have found that out this very week. Not just us here locally, but in fact the whole state of Texas. We have found out how snow and ice and having no electricity or on and off and lack of water, it can bring you to a standstill. And so we know that people are stopped in their tracks by all kinds of things. Sadly, I've known people who were stopped in their tracks relationally. Maybe they got burned in a relationship or even in a marriage. They thought the relationship was unstoppable, but sadly, it came to an end. Either consciously or subconsciously, they decided to never to allow anyone to get that close again. And I'm aware of situations where people have stopped in their tracks vocationally, and like those teachers who want to make a difference in the lives of their students, and they were struggling with whether their efforts are really making a difference, wondering if the students even care, or if their job will be discontinued after the next round of budget cuts. We have found that this year has been very hard on both teachers and students, and they are tempted to quit trying or to just get by with minimal effort. Or think about the person who now is unemployed. They have sent out so many resumes and still there's no job and very few leads. And if that is you, you may feel like giving up. You may feel like you've been stopped in your tracks. I I've known people who have been stopped in their tracks spiritually. Something happened to cause them to either give up on the church or give up on their faith or give up on God, sadly. Some of you have called it quits in some other area of your life, and no one else knows about the decision that you have made, but you have thrown in the towel. Maybe you're still going through the motions for the time being at least, but your heart isn't in it. Whatever it is, you have been stopped in your tracks. If you've ever felt like quitting or facing obstacles that are insurmountable, I have good news for you then this morning. There is an unstoppable faith that is available to every single one of us. No matter what obstacles or outward circumstances seem to be standing in your way, God is greater than whatever it is that is standing in your way this morning. And His all-surpassing power is available to each and every one of us. God is ready this very day to change some things in your life. And He's ready to enable you to stand strong and not lose heart and not give up in the spite of circumstances. Unstoppable, then, is the word that comes to mind when we look at the early days of the church. Conflict and controversy threatened to take this young group down instead of killing it. The challenges only fueled the fire that spread against the first century landscape. The religious leaders tried to put a muzzle on the message that Peter and John proclaimed so boldly. Again, in Acts chapter 4 and verse 18, listen to what it said. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. Peter and John had been told on several occasions not to speak or teach in the name of Jesus at all. Isn't it funny how that's the same way today? People do not like the name of Jesus. And so when Peter and John would not keep quiet, the leaders locked them up. But then God sent a messenger to restart what had been stopped. And I love this particular scene. This is over in chapter 5 of Acts, verses 19 and 20. And I'm reading from the NIV. Listen to what it says. But during the night, an angel of the Lord opened the doors of the jail and brought them out. Go stand in the temple courts, he said, and tell the people the full message of this new life. And so after miraculously freeing them, the angel told the apostles then to go back to the temple and pick up where you left off. And the thing that I love about Peter and John is that they don't give in, Brandon, and they don't give up. They would not allow themselves to get sidetracked or discouraged by what they were going through. They just keep on keeping on. It was time for them to get back to the work at hand. Acts chapter 5 and verse 21. It says, at daybreak they entered the temple courts as they had been told and began to teach the people. And when the high priest and his associates arrived, they called together the Sanhedrin, the full assembly of the elders of Israel, and sent to the jail for the apostles. Now Peter and John went right back to doing what God had called them to do. The religious leaders tried their best to silence the message. They worked to extinguish the passion of the early church. But Peter and John and the message they proclaimed, listen now, was unstoppable. The New Testament church was unstoppable. And as a result, we find over in Acts chapter 6 and verse 7, it says the word of God spread. The number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly. And watch this now. A large number of priests became obedient to the faith. You know, the church is unstoppable when even the priests were becoming obedient to the faith. Now, I want us to get this. God's hands cannot be tied. You've got to understand that. His message cannot ever be silenced. His purpose will be fulfilled in the earth one way or the other. He is unstoppable. A virus cannot stop the message. No matter what kind of opposition came their way, you just cannot stop what God is doing. When the Church of Jesus Christ is all that it is intended to be, listen, it is an unstoppable force for Almighty God, bringing hope to a dying world. And we know that we are in a world that needs hope right now. When we look at the life of the Apostle Paul, we see he also possessed an unstoppable determination. He had such integrity and a level of humility which enabled him to live a life with an unstoppable faith. What about you and me now this morning? How can we ourselves be unstoppable? I want to give you, for just a few moments, I want to give you three characteristics of an unstoppable a Christian. Number one, unstoppable Christians are filled with God's Spirit. This is the very foundation and most primary quality of all. Peter and John were preaching. They were proclaiming that a resurrection had taken place. They were talking about Jesus, and they were bold in what they had proclaimed. It's obvious that they had seen something that inspired them on the very deepest level. They could not keep their mouths shut about it. The chief of the temple police and some Sadducees arrested them and threw them in jail. But already about 5,000 people had bought into the message and believed in the message that they had already proclaimed. And so the next day a meeting was called to discuss what to do with these two people. The rulers and the religious leaders and the religious scholars, along with the chief priest, everybody who was anybody was there that day. They stood Peter and John in the middle of the room, and they grilled them, so to speak. They asked, well, who put you in charge here? What business do you have doing this? And with that, Peter, full of the Holy Spirit, let loose. And in Acts chapter 4, this is what he said from the Message translation. Listen to this. Rulers and leaders of the people, if we had been brought to trial today for helping a sick man, put under investigation regarding this healing, I'll be completely frank with you. We have nothing to hide. By the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the one you killed on a cross, the one God raised from the dead, by means of his name, this man stands before you healthy and whole. Jesus is the stone that you masons threw out, which is now the cornerstone. Salvation comes no other way. No other name has been or will be given to us by which we can be saved. Only this one. Woo! That's awesome just to read that. The people could not keep their eyes off of Peter and John. They were just standing there so confident and so sure of themselves. Their fascination deepened when they realized that Peter and John were just laymen with no training in Scripture or formal education. They recognize them as companions of Jesus. But with the man who was healed standing right before them, what could they say then against that? They sent Peter and John out of the room so they could work out a plan about what to do with these two. But by now, it's known all over town that a miracle had occurred. Everyone knew Peter and John were behind it. There is no way to refute that. But so that it doesn't go any further, they decided then that they would try to silence them with threats. So Peter and John would not dare use Jesus' name ever again with anyone. And they called them back and warned them that they were never again to speak in the name of Jesus. All right now, see if this sounds like Peter and John were unstoppable. Again, it says they called them back and warned them that they were on no account ever again to speak or teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John spoke right back to them. Whether it's right in God's eyes to listen to you rather than to God, you decide. As for us, there's no question. We can't keep quiet about what we have seen and heard. I love it, Sister North. Peter and John were unstoppable. Acts 4:21 says the religious leaders renewed their threats, but then released them. They couldn't come up with a charge that would stick, that would keep them in the jail. The people would not have stood for it. They were all praising God over what had happened already. Now, I don't want you to miss out on seeing how this all started. Acts chapter 4 and verse 8 says this. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, rulers and elders of the people, understand with me the reason Peter could do what he did and say what he said is because, listen now, he was filled with the Holy Spirit. Listen, you cannot be unstoppable on your own in this day and time. You can't be an unstoppable believer in your own strength. The victorious Christian life isn't just difficult. It's absolutely impossible if the Spirit of God is not living inside of you. Oh, you need to hear me this morning. We could debate all day long on how you could get the Holy Spirit in your life. And I'm now at that place where I would never put God in a box and say, here is how God does anything every single time. But I can tell you that when the very first church was beginning in the book of Acts, Peter, who's filled with the Holy Spirit, gives a crowd of thousands the key. Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. Peter replied, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Listen, if you want to be an unstoppable Christian, I would say before anything else, you need to repent and be baptized, because the Bible says clearly you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Listen, there are all kinds then of unstoppable attributes that the Holy Spirit provides for our lives. Let me just give you just a few here this morning. Power and protection and clarity of mind. My goodness, we need that in this day and time. How about comfort? We've needed that in the days past. Conviction, comprehension, understanding, and insight. And one of the most powerful then purposes of the Holy Spirit is to illuminate our minds and to help us understand the truth of God's Word as we dig into it. Hear me on this. Without the Holy Spirit in your life, sure, you may grasp the information, but you will not experience the transformation that only He can bring to your life. When it comes to the truths of the Bible, it's not just about hearing it then on a Sunday morning. It's about going out there and living it, Brother Brandon, Monday through Saturday, and Sunday too, 24/7, 365 days a year. You may be excited and inspired on Sunday, but unless you are filled with the Spirit of God, you will not be unstoppable, an unstoppable Christian in the workday world. God wants to provide supernatural insight, and He wants to give you wisdom and understanding and power for living each and every day. And that will only come from being filled with the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. That's number one. Number two, unstoppable Christians are courageous in their claims. Unstoppable Christians are courageous in their claims. Peter, who was filled with the Holy Spirit, made an incredible and courageous claim. Listen to what he said. Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. Salvation is found and no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. The translation is that Jesus is the only way to heaven. There is not Peter's theory. That's not Peter's theory or notion. He's simply repeating what Jesus has already said about himself. John 14 and 6, Jesus answered, he says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Listen now, unstoppable Christians are continually and courageously and clearly pointing people to Jesus. And as we look at our lives in this world, guess what? We have two choices. We can rest easy on our laurels and thank God for His blessings in our lives and just be content to live casual and cozy and comfortable Christian lives. Or we can decide that Jesus is worth more than a casual Christian life. And so as followers of Jesus, we have been given the power and we've been given the presence of His Spirit in our lives to make a difference. Is there anybody then in your own family, in your school, in your workplaces, in your neighborhoods, or your circle of influence who needs Jesus in their lives? Take a moment and just get their name and their face before you in your mind. What are you going to let them know? What are you doing to let them know about Jesus and His love? Do you really believe that Jesus is who He says He is? Do you believe life on this earth does not last forever? And do you in fact believe that there is a hell to shun and a heaven to gain? Do you believe that God made a way for us then to spend eternity with Him? And do you believe that Jesus is the only hope for this world? If so, then let me just ask, who have you shared it with lately? Who is that person you're thinking of right now? What are you going to do to let people know? In fact, this coming week, as an unstoppable then follower of Jesus, I want to encourage you to take a courageous stand and without any apologies, point people to Jesus. Amen. Amen. Mama used to say it's not good to point. But you know what I'm talking about. You can lead them to the Lord. Unstoppable Christians are filled with God's Spirit, number one. And number two, they are courageous in their claims. How about number three? Unstoppable Christians have been with Jesus. Unstoppable Christians have been with Jesus. Here's what Acts chapter 4 and 13 says. When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished. And they took note that these men had been with Jesus. Let me ask, do you want to lead an unstoppable life of faith? Then take a lesson this morning from Peter and John. Spend time with Jesus. Well, Pastor, how do you do that? I'm so glad you asked. How do you get closer to Jesus? Number one, you spend time in His Word. And this is one way He communicates with us. Number two, spend time in prayer. And number three, get plugged in or stay plugged in. Or in fact, how about just getting re-plugged in with your church family? Remember, the church is referred to as the bride of Christ. If you want to connect with Jesus, it just makes sense then that you get closer to His bride. Hang around His people. Spend time in His Word. Make time to talk to Him in prayer. And then be willing, guess what, to listen. Stay there a few moments after you've talked to Him, after you've asked for something or a need, or shared with Him a need. Stay there long enough. Let Him talk back to you. He will. He'll show it to you. Listen, prayer is a two-way communication. The next question is, how much time do you spend with Jesus every week? Well, as a pastor, let me get just a little more personal. Let's go ahead and let's just do a self-examination this morning. Do you spend more time with Jesus or social media each and every week? Can you just say, oh me? Now listen, I get on social media, but I'm convinced more than ever before that Satan loves it more than you and I do. Do you know why he loves it? Because social media distracts so many of God's people from spending time with Him. Social media is just one of the things, listen now, that can distract us from God's Word. If you want to change your day, then just spend 5 to 10 minutes with God in the morning. And yes, that will change your day. But what if you want to change more than just your day? What if you want to also change your family? What if you want to change what's happening in your workplace, or your school, or your neighborhood, or your community? If we think then that we can live a life like those unstoppable New Testament disciples in the book of Acts, with a diet of only 5 to 10 minutes a day with God, guess what? We are deceiving ourselves. So here's my question. What's stopping me from being unstoppable? What is my next step? Do I need to spend more time with the Lord this week? Do I need to make a courageous stand about what I believe? Do I need to even repent and be baptized for the forgiveness of my sin and be able to then to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, of what's been made available to me? Can I just tell you that when the church operates like God designed it to operate, the church, Brother Brandon, will be unstoppable. It'll be an unstoppable force, bringing hope to a dying world. Jesus was unstoppable. Satan could not stop Jesus. The Bible tells us that if the princes of this world would have known what they were doing, they would have never crucified the Lord of glory. When they were killing Jesus, they thought they were winning, but they were actually, Sister North, they were losing. Because when that first drop of Jesus' blood hit the ground, Satan's fate was sealed. Jesus was then on an unstoppable mission to save the world. And so here's the point that I want us to get this morning. We really are unstoppable. If Satan knew any better, he would leave you and me alone. He cannot stop God's purpose in our lives. You've got to understand that. Satan cannot stop a man or a woman of God who is living out their divine purpose. And that's why he wants to get you frustrated. That's why he wants to get you frustrated and distracted. Why? Because you might quit. Or at least you might just back off of being involved in church. Has that happened to you lately? Have you noticed that you might just decide that 2 hours on Sunday morning is enough for you? Listen, Satan cannot stop you, but listen, he cannot stop me, but I can stop myself. And you stop yourself when you become slack, and then you quit. And the only way then you're going to lose is if you quit. And that's why my message to you this morning is this. Never give up, never cave in, and never quit. As God's child, you will never lose if you refuse to quit. Why? Because you are unstoppable. God made plans for you before the world began. And along with those plans, listen, he will also make a provision for everything that you need to accomplish whatever he's called you to do. Even with no electricity and no water for a season and 6 inches of snow and ice on the ground. Listen, we struggle when we step outside of our assignment. Do you understand that? But when I'm walking in step, Sister North, with his spirit, and I face opposition, I may face opposition, but I can face it with grace. And he then empowers us to overcome every attack and still, listen to this, and still love every attacker. You need to remember the enemy has no authority in your life as a follower of Jesus Christ. Yet he will lie to you and he will connive on you and try to deceive you. You can walk daily in God's love. You can walk in his peace and his purpose on a daily basis. And as you do, you can declare by faith that because of the power of God at work in my life, I am unstoppable. So this morning, New Life family, please hear me on this. The enemy cannot stop us when we're walking in our purpose. The only way we can lose then is if we quit. And I, for one, am not a quitter. And I don't believe you are either. Too much is at stake. We've come too far to turn back now. Woo, that song was right on time. Time is too short. Let's not leave one door open. Listen to the devil to come in. Do not leave one door open for the devil to come in. How could we give him any less than our best when he has given so much for us and to us? When the Spirit of God is on me, when the Spirit of God is in me, when the Spirit of God is with me, when the Spirit of God is for me, how in the world can I lose? How in the world, Sister North, can I fail? How, Brandon, can I be stopped? Remember, God's Spirit living in you and through you, that is what makes you unstoppable. Amen and amen. Father, we praise you this morning. Lord Jesus, I love you. I thank you, mighty God. Oh, I need you every day. And without you, I'm nothing, and I can do nothing. Lord, I thank you. I'm asking, God, that your word just go forth in our lives and do your work in us this very week. Show us what we need to change to help us to become unstoppable believers. I thank you today. I speak blessings over this body and those that are watching online, all of those. Lord, we thank you. I speak blessings and strength and comfort, and I thank you for clear direction this very week. And as Brandon has already prayed, Lord, we thank you, God, that things, the situation is going to change in our water, Lord, here in Alvarado. I thank you for all the electricity and the water that needs to come back on. I thank you for that. And we just give you the praise, and we love you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. We'll see you again.